eloquent voice presents The Time Traders by Andre Norton, read by William Kuhn. Chapter 1. To anyone who glanced casually inside the detention room, the young man sitting there did not seem very formidable. In height, he might have been a little above average, but not enough to make him noticeable. His brown hair was cropped conservatively. His unlined boy's face was not one to be remembered. Unless one was observant enough to note those light gray eyes and catch a chilling, measuring expression showing now and then for an instant in their depths. Neatly and inconspicuously dressed, in this last quarter of the 20th century, his like was to be found on any street of the city 10 floors below, to all outward appearances. But that other person under the protective coloring so assiduously cultivated could touch heights of encased and controlled fury which Murdoch himself did not understand and was only just learning to use as a weapon against a world he had always found hostile. He was aware, though he gave no sign of it, that a guard was watching him. The cop on duty was an old hand. He probably expected some reaction other than passive acceptance from the prisoner. But he was not going to get it. The law had Ross sewed up tight this time. Why didn't they get about the business of shipping him off? Why had he had that afternoon session with the skull thumper? Ross had been on the defensive then, and he had not liked it.